is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. Previously, we were introducing the concept of irreducible complexity by first enlisting two proposed mechanisms of evolutionary theory. The first, natural selection, which creates nothing new, and the second, beneficial mutations. The possibility of creating new species by mutation has been tested in the laboratory. In 1906, the idea of using fruit flies for genetic research came in vogue because they are bred so rapidly, require little food, have easily observed characteristics and only a few chromosomes per cell. Soon, fruit flies began to be used in mutational research. It takes only 12 days for a fruit fly to reach maturity. After that, it steadily reproduces young. Each of its offspring matures in 12 days, and the generations multiply rapidly. So, what it would take mammals tens of thousands of years to accomplish, the fruit flies can do within months. Some believe that man has lived on the earth for over a million years. Yet experiments on fruit flies have already exceeded the equivalent of a million years of people living on Earth. And X-rays have been used to increase the mutation rate in the fruit fly by 15,000%. Yet, even with this speed up of mutations, scientists have not been able to come up with anything other than another fruit fly. Even with over 400 mutations, a new species has never resulted. This research should have settled the question for all time as to whether new creatures could successfully result from mutations. Fruit flies which receive mutations are always weakened in one way or another. The mutated creatures die out when placed out in nature with normal, hardy specimens. That's right, no new species of a fruit fly has ever resulted from 60 years of irradiation. The experiments have only produced genetic monsters. True, it's always hard to prove the negative. That is, to prove the non-existence of something you've never seen. But it should be pretty evident to us that we should listen a bit more carefully to the tiny testimony of the fruit fly. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.